I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Now we bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. They'll be talking trash in Fairfax on town meeting day. Specifically, they'll be voting on whether to continue with townwide curbside trash pickup. VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes has the story.
Earlier this week, garbage collectors braved rain and sleet to pick up trash and recyclables along the curbsides of Fairfax. The Franklin County town has long had curbside trash pickup, funded through the town's property tax. That's unusual for a town of its size. And as Vermont's universal recycling law and additional solid waste education and reporting mandates are phased in, the trash business is also getting harder to manage. The non-binding question on the town meeting ballot asks Fairfax residents if they want to enter into a town-wide trash pickup contract with Casella Waste Management. That contract is more expensive than the service now being provided by Duffy's Waste and Recycling. Select Board Chairman Tom Fontaine says Duffy's told the town in December that it can't meet the new state mandates under the current contract.
And what it is, it's not about curbside pickup anymore. Not for a town like ours. Because of Act 148, last year they changed the pricing and how the unit-based pricing and how much trash you were allowed to put out. This year I know that there's wood and steel. We have food scraps coming up in a few years. So there's a lot of layers. And with that, you have to somehow comply with the laws.
In addition to recycling and composting mandates, there are education and reporting requirements that are pushing up the workload and the price. Under state law, every town must file a solid waste implementation plan, known as a SWIP. That document spells out how the town will comply with the state mandates, including special collections such as household hazardous waste. Fontaine says, under the contract that voters will consider on town meeting day, Casella Waste will handle the SWIP requirements, and the price tag is about $30 a month per household. Fontaine says if voters don't approve a new contract with Casella, Fairfax will do what all the other towns in Franklin and Grand Isle counties have done, join the Northwest Vermont Solid Waste Management District.
The other option was if they didn't want to pay for the curbside anymore, is that we would join the district, and then it would be up to each individual to deal with their trash. But with joining the district, we would fit underneath their SWIP, and then they would take care of the education and, you know, all the pieces that go with it.
That option would be significantly less expensive for someone who chooses to bring their trash to the drop-off site rather than pay privately for pickup. The Northwest Vermont Solid Waste Management District is headquartered in the neighboring town of Georgia. District Executive Director John Letty says if Fairfax joins the district, residents could use any of the district's drop-off facilities, including the Georgia Drop-Off and Recycling Center.
And this facility is our most full-service facility in that we accept everything, all wastes here. That would be open to the residents of Fairfax if they were to join the district.
And Letty says the district would work with the town to set up recycling systems, such as a school composting program or food scrap pickup. Letty and Select Board Chairman Tom Fontaine both noted that if voters shoot down the townwide contract, residents could hire a hauler on their own for curbside pickup. And, Letty said, that may be a more equitable system than municipally funded pickup.
Currently, the funding for that is based on the property bill. So it's all based on property taxes, and what people are paying depends on how much their property is worth, not on how much waste they generate. So there's really no correlation between how much somebody pays to fund the waste system and how much waste they're generating.
If the town decides to discontinue curbside pickup, another vote would need to be held in order to join the solid waste district. If that's approved, the district's Board of Supervisors would then need to vote to accept Fairfax as a member. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.